high time now for our tune of the week.
Come on, let's go.
This is the Media Industry Guru Show, the show that exposes you to entertainment, music, film, TV, and tech.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Hey, Chad, welcome to the Media Industry Guru Podcast. Very excited to have you on and looking forward to hearing more about your eclectic adventures within the film industry.
Thank you for so much having me, Forbes.
So to get started, what got you interested in the film space, especially being like an independent filmmaker? Did you have anybody such like a director growing up that you always gravitated towards, like learning more about their work, or any films that you really like that kind of inspired you to be in this industry?
So honestly, I've always enjoyed movies, but I never saw that as something that I could do myself. My mother's an artist. She always encouraged my artistic pursuits. But I went to college and I studied theology. I was going to be a pastor. The college that I went to, there was a lot of controversy, and I saw a lot of infighting and arguing. And what I realized is that if you want to get across a certain perspective, there has to be a better way to do this to be able to help people. I went to a screening of a film called The Birth of a Nation. It was the biopic on Nat Turner, and I met a professor from another school, and I told her, she gave a lecture on the film, connecting it to where we are today as a country, and it really inspired me. I told her, I was like, I want to do what you do, like, but I'm about to graduate school, and I'm not really sure how I can get into that space. I've been studying something completely different, but I love history. And she recommended me to this summer institute called the Nate Parker Foundation Summer Institute, where they recruit Black college filmmakers. And Nate Parker is a director, actor, writer, producer. He brings out some of his friends from Hollywood, and they talk about using film as a tool for the first day. Then the next couple of days, we do some quick sessions on directing, cinematography, writing, acting. And then they say, you pick what group you want to be in, and we make a short film in 3 days. So that changed that changed the trajectory of my life. I wasn't too confident about directing or cinematography or acting, but I've been writing poetry. I mean, like I said, I studied theology, so I would write 30-page papers. So I was like, let me hop on the writing team. And at the end of the experience, we screened the film, and seeing people laugh where you wanted them to laugh, and seeing people take things in emotionally, seeing the way that you could get across messages and perspective without arguing or preaching at people, it really inspired me to pursue that. So I went home, I brought a camera, I started teaching myself photography. I was living in a small town in Virginia. I took every opportunity I could to get exposure. I made friends with the mentors. They got me experiences. I made friends with some of my peers that came in the same year as me, years after me. And we just went out and shot things. So I moved out to LA about a year ago, and I was 2 years ago, and I was crewing on as many projects as I could. And I ended up getting an offer to do a sales job. And I was like, you know what? I really want to dictate the story, type of stories that we tell. So if I take this sales job, I won't be able to crew as much. I won't be able to do this passion that I love, but I might be able to fund projects. So I've shot a bunch of different shorts. They got in the festivals. I see how people, they do GoFundMes to get their film projects made. People donate money, and then they go on the short, and then they go on the festivals, and then it kind of loses momentum from there. The people that donated their money, they don't really get to see the film until months and months later. So what it inspired me to do was to create this company called A Venture Productions. And what we did was I shot several short films last year in 2023, and just taking my money together, or co-opting a couple of the cost of a couple of them with some other peers. We have different writers, different directors, different perspectives, different genres, and we're going to charge people donations to watch the films. So looking at the current state of the internet, the current state of the film industry, there's no reason why the creators can't take control of their of their content. There's no reason with the way the internet is. We have people on TikTok, people on Instagram, people on YouTube making a living. Why can't filmmakers? My thought process behind it is, hopefully we can create a independent film movement. We're starting off slow with short films, but I'm hoping that there can be a more instantaneous process where people can get some satisfaction or a product for what they put their money into.
Yeah, that makes sense, and it's interesting to note like your background and like the story, like just being able to dive deep into like a 3-day project like that and get your feet really wet. It's very invigorating, but it's also daunting at the same time. But I feel like that gets you the most exposure, taking those risks and taking those initiatives, would you say? And that kind of translates to you moving to LA and not only doing the sales job, but like immersing yourself into the film landscape and diving on these independent projects.
Yeah, you said that. You said that really well.
And as far as latest endeavors, like what has made you like very excited about like the LA film landscape? Not coming from LA, I'm kind of curious to, and I'm sure people listening to this too are kind of curious. As a non-native, what's been very exciting about the LA landscape in terms of the film industry?
Well, I mean, as you know, last year there was a strike that put a lot of people on hold from working. But I'm a firm believer of whenever you're faced with obstacles, to find creative ways to maneuver those obstacles. Excuse me. So I mean, you spoke with one of my peers, Jordan. I mean, they had a wonderful film last year that looked amazing, that told a great story, and that did well in the festival. I'm excited to see artists taking their destiny and their stories into their own hands, because I think that in 2024 and the 2020s, 2030s, I'm hoping that we can continue to make a seat for ourselves at the table, to where we're not waiting for people to open doors for us.
Good strategy. And kind of, you aren't from LA. A lot of people just kind of get into the weeds. So like, I personally grew up in LA and just get into the weeds, and we don't think like outside the box a lot of the time. So it's important to take note of that. And as far as professional endeavors, do you have like any advice that you would recommend somebody who wants to be in your shoes as an independent filmmaker, somebody trying to get their feet wet, taking those risks and initiatives like you are doing, hopping on the plane to LA?
I would say just do it. So I came out to LA, and like I said, after my experience at the foundation, I brought a camera and started teaching myself everything I could about photography, and that translated into moving images. Just take initiative. Like, I would go to local concerts and go up to artists that I liked and said, let me shoot you a music video. And I made mistakes, but I learned a lot from that. And I would get together with peers and they would say, I have the script. I want to direct. Let's write it. Let's shoot it. So I would say, let me shoot it. I look for niches. So with this endeavor, a venture productions, I produced everything, and I've shot everything, and I've done a little bit of editing as well. So I've taught myself enough to where, or I have taken enough in from other experiences to where I get in where I fit in. Everybody wants to act. Everybody wants to direct. And instead of me saying, you know what, I'm a write, act, and direct in my own short, everybody wants to do that. So why don't I pair up with my peers and look for opportunities to help them bring their stories to life? So I think that the more, it's not good to do, I don't think it's good to do everything, but I do think that it's good to have experiences and everything so that you understand how they should be done, and that if you need to, I can shift from saying, well, you know what? I understand production designs because I've worked under a production designer. So let me go ahead and make sure that this either we're bringing in somebody or this or these elements are highlighted in our micro budget short films.
Yeah, I think that's a good note to take, like highlighting other people's projects and trying to lay out like compensation budgets and some sort of nature like that. And I'm sure you've done this a plethora of times, especially within this industry, even starting out, is to give back. And it really demonstrates like in your business acumen that in order to kind of climb the ranks, as they say, you kind of have to like give back and contribute, and which you've done.
The connections are everything. Like I couldn't have pulled these films together if I wasn't crewing, if I didn't make good relationships, and if I didn't really understand how people worked prior to shooting some of these films. So I mean, I think that it's very important to learn as much as you can, to just get out there and do it. Don't be afraid to fail, because you learn from your fa from your I can't pronounce the word. You learn when you fail.
And I guess one of my last questions is tying in like your theology background, how does that kind of translate to your film acumen? I'm sure it's very different, but I feel like there are some similarities.
I think it translates into how I deal with people and the way that I look at life. So I tend to keep a positive disposition even when there's negativity around me. And I think that's know that there's a higher goal, there's a higher calling. It's not whatever is going on in the moment is not final. I also think that I like to use film as a tool to help people look into the lives of others. So I mean, for this venture, we have different genres. So there's some dramas where you can look into the lives of others and you kind of see why they may act the way they do. But there's also some comedies where you can take a break and laugh and enjoy. I think that that more so it's with how I deal with people, how I maybe problem solve, and maybe like the desire to create stories or promote stories that empathy, because it puts you into the shoes of others.
Yeah, empathy is really important. And then as we wrap up our episode, any like projects that you're working on in the future, any other goals, anything exciting coming up?
So I would say help support this movement by following us online. Instagram and TikTok at a_venture_production. Go to our website at aventureproductions.com. Please, my iPhone. You still got me? It got a little hot. It's a little hot in LA. Awesome. So I'll start out from the top so you can cut it. I would say if you like what I was talking about today, please support financially. This is a venture, this is a risk, and we can only continue that progress if the people like it, if the people respond well to it. So please follow Instagram at a_venture_productions. Follow us on TikTok at a_venture_productions, and go to our website at aventureproductions.com. For anybody that wants to get into the film space, we documented our whole process of building set pieces, of what it looks like on set, of the director directing actors, and we're posting that content of lighting breakdowns, of script breakdowns. We're posting that content daily on our social medias, just so you can get an insight into what it's like to be an independent filmmaker and what it's like to take an idea from the page to the screen. So I would say please support, because I think this is a wonderful idea, and I want to keep it going. And the money that we get from these donations is going to go into producing further content, and
Great.
it's going to go into improving production value. It's going to go into making sure that because I'm calling in a lot of favors, but it's going to make sure going to making sure that we're paying everybody a wage. Because if I can, instead of acting for a favor from an actor, if I can pay them a wage, then we're paving a way towards independence where we're not waiting on someone to open the door, but
Yeah.
we're opening our own doors.
And you won't need a strike too.
Exactly.
Well, thank you, Chad, for being on the podcast and wishing you great success in this new year, in January, and looking forward to seeing more of your adventures within LA, in the independent film space.
Thank you so much, Forbes.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Media Industry Guru podcast. Check out the Instagram at Media Industry Guru for all the details on the latest and coolest, I mean coolest, upcoming episodes that you will hear. Email at mediaindustrygurupodcast@gmail.com for any other interviews that you would like to hear, or if you would like to be on the air and give a little promo or talk about yourself or just even chat with me, because you know I'm doing this, I'm invested in this. And tune in weekly, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, on Tuesdays on the Anchor app, Spotify, Stitcher, Pocket Casts, Breaker, and many more streaming platforms. Thanks again for all of the support, and peace out, and let's rock and roll.